For Nerds by Nerds production.
Hello, Nerdos. We're back again for another Hanging with the Homies episode. I'm Josh.
And I'm Tammy.
And if you don't know what a Hanging with the Homies episode is, it's when we just hang out and talk about random stuff. This week we've prepared a little bit by sending each other questions, but other stuff might come up, and we try to keep it a little bit nerdy, but sometimes it'll be personal, and sometimes it'll be about just our fun thoughts on things.
Mm-hmm. Tammy, Josh and I have been friends for a long time.
Yeah, me and Tammy have been friends for 17 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, I know, it doesn't seem that long.
Damn.
December of 2006 is when we met.
Wow.
Yep. Long time.
Yeah, it is.
Me and Tammy have been longer than me and Ben have been friends. Yep. That's why it was the obvious pick to bring Tammy aboard.
Aww.
Speaking of us being such close friends, my first question, this is a thinker. This is one of the ones I did not send you.
Okay.
I told Tammy we're going to have some surprise ones. So, you want to get married.
Mm-hmm.
You have not been married yet. Tammy's holding out.
Yep, I have not.
But you want to get married and plan to get mm-hmm. married someday. When you get married, do you plan on asking me to be one of your people?
Heck yeah.
Because I understand that sounds as like I'm inviting myself to be in your wedding party. What I mean by that is also, I was married before, but I want to get married again someday. And mm-hmm. when I do, I plan on having you be one of my people. Because you are one of the only people I do have. But even if you weren't, you're still one of my closest people.
This was way before, it's been 8 years now, but when the boyfriend and I first got together, I kind of thought about it. I'm like, this one feels like it. Like, it's different from the rest of them, like all the other relationships I had. Definitely different from the last one. And I started thinking about it, and unfortunately we hadn't really like rekindled our friendship at that point.
We'll get into that one day. Me and Tammy had a separation.
Mm-hmm. It was very sad.
Yeah, it was.
And
Tammy didn't come to my wedding.
No, I didn't.
That was for different reasons.
Yeah.
Her dad was getting married on the
to be fair, my dad was getting married, so. But yeah, I had thought about it. I'm like, who would be in my wedding? And Jenny is obviously my first. She's my best friend for 20-something years, so she's my first
technicalities,
person. And then I always thought, like, I don't have a lot of really close people at that point because I previous things. We could totally get into that sometime. I was forced to push people out of my life, and so I was like thinking, like, oh no, I'm like, the boyfriend has a few friends. That would totally be a part of it. And usually, like, I like symmetry, so I'd like there to be an equal number of people. And then I started thinking, like, who would I have? And I didn't get very far past Jenny and my friend Mindy at the time. But now that I have these friendships and that we're together again, you would 100% be one of my people.
I'll throw you the best bachelorette party. But yeah, I was thinking about that same thing the other day, because I'm like, I don't have a lot of friends, but I also, it's mostly because I don't really go anywhere, and I work in a place that has a small amount of people.
Mm-hmm.
All of the friends I had are like, we work far apart, or we live far apart, or they moved away, or whatever. I mean, you just lose track of people.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't see a lot of people every day. You don't have a lot of friends anymore. And, like, I don't even really... I have people at work that I talk to, but I don't hang out with any of them.
Yeah.
So I have you and Ben. and Miles and Chris, and Miles and Chris live hours away. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not, I hang out with them online, and once a couple times a year we see each other. Like, so, like, yeah, if I got married again, my best man would be Aiden. I will push that Natalie will be some sort of maid of honor, bridesmaid
person. Of course.
And, yeah. And then I will, but I'll have Aiden. He'll be a kid. Well, I would assume he'll still be a kid. Who fucking knows? I could be alone forever.
No.
And then I'll have my two adult friends be co-best people.
Oh, yeah.
So, years from now, whenever I get married again, you'll be one of my person. Because I refuse to be, it is very weird. We have been lucky enough at certain points, and now just out of adult maturity, to make sure that we have relationships where this isn't an issue. Because that has not always been the case.
No, that has not always been the case.
We have both had significant others that were uncomfortable with the fact that me, a male, and Tammy, a female, are best friends. Even though we've been friends, like I said, for 17 years, and nothing's ever happened.
Yep.
So, newsflash, people. I'm pretty sure if something was going to happen, it would have happened in the course of the last 2 decades.
Right?
So, two people can't hang it. But I understand it. I do understand it completely. Because I feel like I'd probably feel that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do think that the difference is like, a guy is always going to be insecure about that. Because we all know tons of guys that they would privately hold out hope like forever. Like, one day she'll see how great of a guy I am. And it's like, or they like maybe once in a while will passive aggressively make a under their breath comment. Like, I treat you great.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like girls do that. Girls are pretty upfront about their feelings. So they're not going to wait 20 years to confess their undying love to somebody.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? So it is like, and sometimes you can just read a guy. I feel like it is all equal. But as a guy, I feel like I see a lot more guys being like sneaky about that shit than girls. I don't see a lot of girls being like, I'm going to try to fuck your boyfriend. I'm sure it happens. It definitely happens.
Oh, yeah,
people cheat all the time. But, like, if you're on the lookout, you can eyeball that shit sometimes.
Yes.
You can see it coming.
For sure. No one's as subtle as they think they are with it. And also, I think it goes into, like, the boundaries of knowing that, like, yes, you have a best friend when they're dating somebody, you're not going to be, not that you are overly, like, I don't really want to say touchy, because then that makes it sound weird, but you're not, like, doing, they're saying weird things in front of their significant other that you would, it sounds like, this sounds better in my head, first off, and also sounds like sketchy things are going on, but it's not, but you just know how to act, I guess. You're not acting a fool in front of their significant other, making them think things that aren't happening, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like we hug.
Yeah.
But I also hug Ben every time I see him.
Yep.
Like, but yeah, I'm never joking around grabbing your ass and being like, ha ha, I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
Like, there's never any, like, what the fuck moments. Like, oh, sorry, grazed your boob for the 6,000th time. My bad.
Right.
Gotcha, buddy. Like, yeah. And nor vice versa.
Exactly.
Tammy's never grabbing my butt either. I had that happen on accident once, and it was a complete accident.
Oh?
When I was in high school, I had girlfriends at the beginning of high school, but then I had a long-term relationship from junior year until after I graduated. And we were at her house once with friends, which were never usually there. But it was, I think it was like her birthday party, which makes this worse. So, whenever I would walk behind my girlfriend, not every time, but, you know, as you have cute relationship things that you do to one another, when I would walk behind her, I would drum on her butt. So, one time, that time, party at her house, I was in the living room with my girlfriend and everybody else. I went to go to the kitchen. And in high school, I had a friend like you. Her name was Nikki. She was my girlfriend and had been my friend since like third grade. Now, in like the summer between junior and senior year, she's dating one of my best friends, Rob. I'm dating this girl, Leslie, who is good friends with Nikki. I'm going to the kitchen and just, I'm looking down at the ground, as I always often do when I walk, and I just see legs, and I assume it's my girlfriend. I don't know why. So I did that, and then she stopped walking, and I look up, and it's my good friend.
Oh, no.
Looking back at me like, what the fuck? And I went, oh my god, you're not her. So then we like awkwardly laugh it off. And then I have to go back in the living room and explain what just happened. Why everyone laughs at me. And I was like, good thing I'll take laughing because this could have went the other way.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an honest mistake. It was just like muscle memory of being in that house and having a 17-year-old girl walking in front of me. There's only one option usually.
You gotta drum the booty.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, luckily it never happened with her mom or anything. Speaking of when we were younger, I lived with you when I got my first tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
And you originally were going to go with me and get matching tattoos.
Yes.
And then you did not. You chicken out.
No.
Do you ever want to get a tattoo?
Yeah. So I thought about it because almost all of my friends have tattoos. My dad and my brothers are tattooed up. A lot of people in my family are. I'm like the only one I'm pretty sure that doesn't have one. And I thought about a lot of things. Like I thought about stuff when we all were together and I was like, oh, when I get these, you know, the lyrics to whatever song tattooed on me, I'm kind of thankful I didn't. So the only thing that keeps...
Still great music. I still listen to it every day and go, this is new music. It's 17 years old.
Right? So I've thought about this one for a really long time, and it's the only one that I've actually kept going back to after a few years now. And that is to get like the outline of a German Shepherd for Sophia. So I had, not that everyone knows, you know, but I had a German Shepherd. Her name was Sophia. She was one of the only good things that came out of a previous relationship, and she was the best dog in the world. And I lost her at the start, like when people started talking about COVID, we really shut things down in like what, April? I lost her in that January. And so I would like to do, there's a coolly cool outline that I found online of like, I think it's a lab or something, but they've got a German Shepherd, and I think like he kind of like looks up and there's like a little heart or something. I'd like to do something like that for Sophie. And every time I think about it, it's been 3 years now, and I still think about it. Like that's what I would do.
Yeah, that's cool though.
Mm-hmm. Just
where
for
would
her.
You get that?
Where? Probably like forearm, just so I could see it.
Yeah.
I don't want anything that I can't like. It's cool to get them in places that you kind of can't see, but something like that, because it means so much to me and it is my sweet baby Sophia, I would want it to be somewhere that I could see. So it'd either be that or like her paw print, because we had to take her to the vet and because she was sick. But they took her paw print before they cremated her.
Aww.
So I have it. It was horrible. Well, not horrible, but like we went to go pick up her ashes. And they're like, oh, we took this paw print as well. So I'm already like really upset because I'm going to pick her up and it had been longer than I thought it should have been. I was having like horror, like things run through my head. Like what if they, because they had the option of like a mixed where you don't get the ashes or you get ashes of like multiple or just her. And we did obviously the private one so we could just get her back. But because it's a small vet's office, it takes them a little while, so they send them kind of out in like batches, which made me nervous. And it was, I'm sure, sometime in February that I had received them, but I was like, this is taking too long. What if Sophie doesn't come home? And that like just spiraled me into like thinking horrible things about her never coming back. So when they finally got the call, I went to go pick her up, and they're like, oh, by the way, we also took this paw print.
Oh.
And then that just like broke down, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. They're like, no, it's okay. So I went to the car with Rainer, because I had, we had had Rainer, and he was a year old at that point. I had him, and I sat in the car and cried for a little bit holding Sophie. So,
yeah,
you know, or her paw print, because I've got that up on the fridge. Actually, I look at it every day.
Yeah. But now you have two new puppies.
Mm-hmm. I have your Rainer, who is just turned four.
Who's not a puppy. He's enormous.
No, he's always my puppy. But yeah, he just turned four. We celebrated his birthday. He was born on 2/19.
And he's a good boy.
Yeah, he's a good boy. And then we have Eleanor, who we rescued in September of last year.
He was definitely a big puppy.
She's massive now, yeah.
And I made her mad at me last time.
You did. She was very upset with you.
Because I thought we were playing, and I was chasing her, and she did not like it.
No, she said, no, we're not playing.
And even after 4 hours of going away and coming back, she remembered.
Mm-hmm.
Still did not like me. So I'm hoping that's worn off by the next time I see her. We've had a few podcast animals on here that are we no longer have with us.
Mm-hmm.
Start off with Stu the podcast cat.
I know.
Ben's cat, and he got sick. And but he sits in the podcast studio in his awesome Egyptian urn.
Yeah, it's
like a sarcophagus with a kitty on it.
So cool.
And I had Hank the podcast cat, which I lost in the breakup. My poor kitty. I miss you, my sweet boy. If you can hear me through the sound waves and this puts out in the atmosphere.
Yeah, he knows.
I miss my boy. He's the best cat ever. But now we switched from two cats to three podcast dogs. Because we have mm-hmm. Buster the podcast dog at Ben's house that once in a while will show up. He's also very sick, so Buster will not be with us for too much longer.
No, but Ellie and Rainer will be.
Yeah, they're young blood.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, tattoo's kind of a bucket list thing. What big things do you have on your bucket list?
So I had never really thought about a bucket list before, because I kind of just like, if something comes up that it's something I've thought about doing, I just go, yeah, sure. Like, I had never been to Universal or Disney, because a lot of people like did that as when they were younger. I never got the opportunity. So when the opportunity arose for me to go to Disney 2 years ago, I was like, yeah, no, I'll do it. So with thinking about things like that, besides getting a tattoo is kind of on there. This is going to sound real weird, but I would like to see a professional and legit burlesque show.
Oh.
Yeah. I've always just been kind of like fascinated by it. Not that the movie Burlesque is really anything, because it's a Christina Aguilera movie. It's not anything to be like, ooh, it's the story of burlesque or whatever. But it kind of got me thinking about that. So I had done like research and found documentaries about it, and I think it's really neat, and I would like to go see one. I almost got to see a zombie burlesque show.
I don't know how to feel about that.
I went to Salem, Mass for October to do the whole like, you know, witch trials and stuff like that, because that's what you do. And while we were there with two of my friends, because I had never been, that was kind of one of those bucket list things, I guess. We were there looking, like, just wandering the streets, looking at all the fun things. We found a poster for a zombie burlesque show, and I was like, oh my god, yes. And then we went to, like, the place where you would buy tickets, and we were a day late. Aww. It already happened, so I was like, dang!
That stinks.
Yeah.
Let's go back. Like, we'll dress as the Sanderson sisters. You, me, and Jenny.
I was saying, as, like, for, like, a big, because I know that your bucket list should be things that you could potentially obtain and like do. Another one that is going to take me a little while that I would like is just a, you know, a successful YouTube channel.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You have a successful YouTube channel. It's great.
I know you joined the stream the other day.
Yeah, I did. Harry Potter. I had no idea what was going on because I don't know Harry Potter very well, but it was entertaining.
That game has nothing to do with Harry Potter besides the fact that it takes place in the school.
Yeah. Let's go to New Orleans. We'll go to a burlesque show. I've always wanted to go to New Orleans.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm down.
Podcast trip.
Woo!
I'm sure there's some sort of New Orleans Comic-Con.
That's another thing. I guess you could probably say like Comic-Con and stuff like that would be really fun to do. Because when... I guess I don't say when I had time because I technically have time. I have vacation days. I do what I want. but before, I never really was like into it because I was into anime for a little while and then it wasn't cool. Not that that stopped me, but like I didn't really have any friends. I was like, whatever. I don't really want to. Like the friends that I had were into other things. So it kind of like drifted that direction. And recently in the last couple of years I've gotten back into anime and I'm so happy for it. And then of course COVID ruined all of the conventions. So I think it'd be really fun to do like an Anime Boston or just some sort of anime convention.
We can definitely do that. We just missed the cutoff the other day, but we can do it next year.
Mm-hmm.
And we can definitely get free tickets for that. So hell yeah. We'll do that. We'll dress up.
Yes!
I want to be Vegeta.
The only thing I can think of top of my head when we've talked about this before on the podcast.
Catbus.
No! I didn't think about Catbus. But I want to say her name's Yuki, but I'm not sure. From Kuma 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 Bears.
Yeah, I remember.
Because it's just one big onesie that you get to be really comfy in. But, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
By then, maybe I'll, you know, plan on losing some weight and we'll see what costumes we decide by then.
Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman.
Hell yeah. No one wants to see that.
People will love it. Yeah, Comic-Con is definitely on my bucket list. New York and San Francisco.
Yeah.
New York is very, I mean, we could drive there.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco might take a little bit of saving up for.
Yeah, but we can totally do it. That'll be fun. Yeah. Even to do like a, I guess it's like E3 is the more gaming aspect of things.
Yeah. Right? We got free tickets to PAX.
Or even that. Maybe that's the one. I don't know. It's really bad that I have a gaming channel and don't even know what the gaming conventions are.
No, I think E3 came back. It went away for a little while.
Yeah. I never claimed to be a professional. I just wanted a successful channel.
I'd like to go to D23, which is like Disney's Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
Where they do all the Marvel and Star Wars releases and all that stuff.
That could be fun.
I want to go to Funko HQ.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's a giant Funko store in... There's one in Seattle and there's one in Los Angeles called Funko HQ. Where they have these, like, 12-foot tall Funkos you can take pictures with and, like, get in, like sit on the Simpsons couch with the Simpsons Funkos and all this types of
we
shit.
We should do that.
Yeah, that's on my bucket list. I need to do that.
Have I ever asked you what, or has anyone ever asked you what made you collect Funkos, and do they know the sheer amount that you own?
I have a lot, yeah. I stopped because of my living situation. I don't have the space. And I don't know, I would love to continue. The whole plan originally, all right, so this is one of the big reasons why I don't know if I'll continue. My Funko Pop collection started because my ex started buying me Funko Pops.
Oh.
And once in a while, she would just get me one because she knew I like them. And it's like a cheap, nice thing to do for somebody because they're only like $8. And then that just blew up into a massive collection. I'd buy them. She'd buy them. She'd buy them. My Christmas presents would be like all Funko Pops. And I just love them. I just think they're so cool. And the idea was to eventually, but we were going to buy a house. And then I found these things called T-hooks. They're like little, they're like very long tacks, basically. With like, but the metal like coils at the end to make like a little T. So you can just put them in the wall and it only leaves a little like pinhole. If you put those in the wall and use like little binder clips, you can clip them onto the back of the box and fold the other end on and hang it on the T-hook, and then you can't even see it. So it can be like flush up to the top of the ceiling. So I was going to line my whole house with Funko Pops like that because I just think it's like cool,
that's
cool
awesome.
Thing to walk around and look at. And the kids like them and everything because you can get them for fucking everything. But now I just don't know if I'll have the space when I find a nice place and everything. But there are so many I've seen that I've wanted that have come out since I haven't had the space to keep buying new ones. And I'm sure by the time I would buy them, they'd be super expensive. So, but I love them. I love them so much. And I don't know why, but
cool.
But they do have a little bit of a, like a sour taste in my mouth now because it gives me bad memories.
I mean, I could totally see that.
Yeah, but I at the same time, you won't take Funkos from me. Like,
yeah,
you don't get to take that. You don't deserve it. So.
It's great because the few that I do have, besides that I've got I have more than I thought I'd ever have because I got them from you and Ben for Christmases. But I had them in my old office, and because Stacy had had a few of them. And when I moved into the office with her, she's like, oh, you know, here's a guy, because she would just call them guys, because she had a few Harry Potter ones. She had a Doctor Who one that I'm pretty sure I got her. And I have a Harley Quinn. I have a Jack Skellington. I feel like I have a Beetlejuice one now. And so every time we would go somewhere, she's like, oh, you can get a guy for the office. You can get a guy. And I was always so excited about getting a guy for the office. So that's like the few that I had. And like I said, now I have so many more guys to add to the collection. It's cool.
Are you buying all the ones you have, though? Are you buying them yourself now? Or people gifting them to you?
So. The ones that I have, you guys have gifted to me. I actually haven't gone out and purchased any of my own.
No. Nope. They do make a great gift. I've bought people Funko Pops a lot. Because they have them for everything.
Yeah.
For the most part. The only thing I could find that doesn't have them that I would really want, that like they just don't seem to be making them, is... a lot of like NBC stuff, but then again, there is some NBC stuff. Like they do have Office Pops, but they don't have like Law and Order SVU, the longest running show in TV history.
I'm surprised.
Like they don't have Brooklyn Nine-Nine Pops. Mm. Like those would be great. So there are some they don't have, which is weird because they seem to tap into every other single market that there possibly is. They're making a cocaine bear pop.
Oh my god.
He's got blood all over his face.
I had to re-pierce my ear the other day at work. I haven't had earrings in forever. And then because, I don't know, like my ear started itching, like my ear hole, which sounds weird, but the spot that my earring goes in was itching the other day. And I'm like, oh no. My mom always told me that if... I don't want to call it a wound, but if your wound or something is itchy, that means it's healing. And I'm like, no, I'm going to lose my earring holes because it'll be the second time I would have had to re-pierce them. So I grabbed a pair of earrings and one went through just fine. And the other one, like the back, and I feel like a good chunk of the center of my ear had the piercing had closed up. So I did what any normal person does and I forced it through.
Ooh.
It's fine. I didn't bleed or anything. So now some mornings I didn't have to do this morning, but some mornings I have to like re-pierce the back because the back just has like a little bit of skin, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
But I took them out because I can't use my headphones. And I just knocked them off my table.
Yeah. Yeah. My daughter is constantly taking hers out and I'm just like, what are you doing? Like you can't keep taking them out.
No, because eventually they'll close. She's going to keep them in.
Yeah, she's like, oh, they're irritating me, so I took them out. I'm like, you can't do that. You can't just not have earrings in. They'll close up.
Mm-hmm. When did she get them pierced?
It's been a long time now. She was only, like, 2 or 3.
Oh, yeah.
I think she was 2.
Still, it's good to have something in there, even if they're irritating. I put mine in every morning now just because I'm like, I don't want to lose this and have to go through the process of re-piercing them. Because I have a second hole in both ears, which is completely closed up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I actually think about my lip piercing sometimes because I can still see it. And I'm like, I wonder if I could get something through that again.
Jam it through. Yeah. I used to have my ears pierced, and I often wonder if I could get it back in there, but I just don't give a shit.
Yeah, I just, you know, for the heck of it.
Yeah.
I wonder. I do keep thinking about my lip piercing, though. I don't think I could.
Yeah, I mean, you took that out a while ago, right?
Yeah. It's because work wouldn't allow me to have it, so I spent more time with it out than in. Plus, you know, controlling X.
Yeah. Yeah, you really dive in deep there. you are what I referred to for a long time as a boyfriend chameleon.
Mm.
Which anytime you started dating someone, you just immediately loved everything that they loved. You were like, this band I've never heard of. I love this band I've never heard of. I love this entirely new genre of music I've never heard before. And I'm like, Tammy, you listen to Phantom of the Opera in your car. Now listen to scream everything. Metal.
I listen to it all, though.
What? You don't listen to music where people just squeal like a pig. And we've definitely listened to that before.
We have, yes. Listen to that because of Kyle, though, not because of a boyfriend.
They were the same person. they were connected at the hip.
I mean, that one was, yeah. But most of the music, though, was Kyle.
That's true. Kyle loves music.
Mm-hmm. We
love Kyle.
I do. I love Kyle. It was one of those weird, like, I feel like every time we hung out with him, he's like, I got this new band for you to listen to. I'm like, I am still trying to listen to all the other ones you showed me.
Yeah. I still don't know what the last people were saying.
No, I do know that. I can do that. So they used to play this fun game to them, which was guess the band. And they'd play a song, and I'd have to guess who it was. And I'm like, honestly, they all sound the same to me right now.
Yeah. We did go to a really cool concert in, like, retrospect. It was cool for us at the time. But now these are, like, legends in their industry because it's been so long. Like, to me, it's still newer music, but it's 17 years old. We went to a concert that was A Day to Remember.
Mm-hmm.
The Devil Wears Prada.
Yep.
And
Silverstein. No?
No, it was Protest the Hero.
Yeah, but that wasn't the last people. I swear to God, the last.
They might have been there, too.
The last band was Silverstein. I remember Protest the Hero because they were first.
Yeah,
they were. And they had a hoodie.
Yeah, I got a Devil Wears Prada Reptar hoodie. Mm-hmm. That I just, like, recently got rid of. Now looking back, like, people are like, oh my god, like, I've told so many people I went to that concert, they're like, holy shit. Like, what a stacked group of people.
Right, and Protest the Hero were the openers, and, like, no one had really even heard of them at the time.
Yeah, I only knew one song at the time, and they didn't play it, and I was sad.
Yeah, dude, I totally remember that. That was a good freaking show.
Yeah, it was an awful drive, though. We were in that heatless van.
in the back with the seatbelts. Yeah.
A 3-hour one-way drive and 3 hours back after the concert.
Mm-hmm.
We used to stay up so late all the time. I could never do that now. We used
I to be know.
Up at 5 in the morning all the time.
And everything was fine. We'd, like, yeah, hang out. Someone come up. We're like, whatever. How many times did we go to the beach at night?
Like, every day, yeah.
You just walk down a group of us go to the beach or the Imagination Station.
Yep, there's a playground at a elementary school called the Imagination Station that us grown adults would go to at night in the black of night, swing on the swing sets and all this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, swing on the swings.
Cops never came and bothered us. They came to the beach all the time and told us to get the fuck out.
Yep.
Sometimes we wouldn't even make it to the beach, and they'd catch us halfway down the road because it's like this long, windy, like, road like you'd take to go to fucking Batman's house. And we'd walk it pitch black with just, like, flashlights, and then inevitably a cop would come down, and sometimes we'd dive into the woods.
Oh, they weren't there that night? We heard someone scream.
Yeah, like a maniac. Yeah, you hear some shit in the woods.
Yeah.
There's definitely witches afoot. We live in witch territory.
Yeah, we did.
If it ain't witches, it's definitely ghosts of witches, because... They killed a lot of witches up here.
They certainly did.
We were lousy with witches. What else is on my list? That's my whole list. You got any other questions?
What do I have? I think I only have a couple more things. Let's see. So the only ones I have for you are... What comic would you like to see made into a movie?
I would like to see, and I'm sure we'll get it eventually. There's been talks of it being like Marvel has started doing the Marvel special presentations. Like they did the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special.
Mm-hmm.
They did Werewolf by Night, which was awesome. Which is like one-off hour-long specials. They've been talking about doing Nova. I love Nova. I think that would be really cool. I think the only reason they haven't put it in the MCU yet is because visually his power set looks a lot like Captain Marvel. He glows, mm-hmm. He shoots lasers out of his hands, he flies. If you pause it real at the right moment in Endgame, you can see Nova like in the background of the big battle.
Oh,
because right. Nova, like the police people in Guardians of the Galaxy in the first one are the Nova Corps. There's been different Novas in the comics, but I believe one was like the last remnant of the Nova Corps. But the one I'm used to is his dad was a Nova Corps member, and he got his dad's helmet, and it gave him like superpowers.
Oh,
but he's a really cool character, and I think it'd be really cool to see. And he's very strong. The other one I want to see is Beta Ray Bill. Do you know Beta Ray Bill?
No.
He's like horse face Thor.
No.
Okay. He's like an alien horse face man who has Stormbreaker. Thor's new axe.
Mm-hmm.
In the comic, it looks different, and it's Stormbreaker is Beta Ray Bill's Mjolnir, basically.
Oh.
So it's not Thor's weapon. Beta Ray Bill was like worthy of lifting Mjolnir, and then eventually they gave him his own weapon, which is Stormbreaker.
Wow.
So but I love him. You can see that he exists in the universe in Thor Ragnarok. Did you see Ragnarok?
I didn't. I was going to, and then I just, you know.
There is like a gladiatorial arena that's inside of this Tower of Champions, and the Tower mm-hmm. of Champions has all the like the heads of the four biggest champions that the arena has ever had. Which one is the Hulk? Because the Hulk's there. Man-Thing is on there, who's in Werewolf by Night, but one of the heads is Beta Ray Bill's.
Oh, okay.
So he does exist in the universe. I just want to fucking see him. Because he's awesome. What about you? Is there a character that you are looking forward to?
No, not really. Like, they've kind of...
They've done a lot of the big ones.
Yeah. And I don't know enough of the smaller ones to really, like, have...
What about X-Men? You like X-Men. Are there any X-Men that you love that you haven't seen? You love Gambit?
I do love Gambit. It would be nice. We were supposed to get a Gambit movie, and then that fell through.
Yeah, Channing Tatum was going to play Gambit.
Mm-hmm.
There's talks that maybe he will for a brief appearance in Deadpool 3.
Okay.
Because him and Ryan Reynolds are friends.
And I love Nightcrawler.
Yeah, Nightcrawler's fun.
Mm-hmm. He was in one of the movies, but it would be nice to get, like...
Yeah, he was in the last two newer ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he definitely, he is a character that is better suited for comics than he is for live action. But if Marvel does it right and gives us like a comic accurate costumed up X-Men team, I think Nightcrawler will be much cooler to see on screen. Let's end on this because we're trying to keep these 45 minutes each and two, I really had to pee. let's talk about dating a little bit because I'm in the dating world again.
That's right,
and,
ladies.
Yeah. Hello, ladies. Dating is really different than it used to be. Because basically, for anyone out there that doesn't know, I was in shorter relationships and then I got married. But I went from being married to being single for a short period of time to being in what became a 4-year relationship. So basically being married again. So that's the majority of the last 2 decades of my life, or decade-ish, a little over a decade. Before I got married, there was like eHarmony, but there wasn't like mm-hmm. apps on your phone. So dating, but that is what dating is now, and it's different, and it's fucking weird. You run into some weird people. I was propositioned by a prostitute today
in
central New Hampshire. Because these people will make profiles and have a profile that looks like a regular person. Usually they don't say a lot. They're not very detailed. And then they'll start conversation like it's a normal dating app conversation. And then you're like, hey, this is going pretty good. And then they'll just be like, yeah, we could do this. I'd have to charge you. And it's just like, oh, you're a hooker. Like, no, I'm good. I don't need to pay for sex. I'm good. Like, are you a prostitute or are you like a state trooper running some sort of sting operation? Like, either way, I'm not interested, but it's so fucking weird.
Yeah, that is really weird. I also have not had I had like a brief stint on online dating because I went from a 4-year relationship to an 8-year relationship this year. It's been 8 years. And there was only a small chunk of time between the last one and this one that I was single and on dating sites. Jenny decided I needed to talk to people. So she was like, I made you some profiles on some dating websites. Thank you. And so she's like, here's the sign-ons and stuff. Have fun. And it was interesting. At first I was like, okay, this is whatever. And then the worst I think was I had a guy accuse me of using photos of my dog. So I had pictures because people needed to know that I had animals and that they, you know, they are basically my kids and they come first. Like, if you don't like dogs, goodbye. So I had pictures of Sophie. Well, my ex, while we were together, because we would post pictures of Sophie, she would get so many likes. Like, he was on, I think, Reddit and stuff, and he would post the pictures that I took of Sophie online. And she's a gorgeous dog. Millions and millions of likes on this dog. So he's like, I think we should make Sophie a website. And I said, okay, I love taking pictures of her, and she's gorgeous. Let's do that, you know. So he did. He made her a website. Only like a few pictures went up, and that was that. So this guy that finds me on whatever dating website I was on does, you know, as one usually does, reverse image lookup just to make sure that like, it's a real person and you're not getting catfished.
Yeah,
and he must have done it on Sophie. So he's like,
how? I mean, what do you type in?
I don't know.
German Shepherd pictures, and then you
no, if you can take a picture and do reverse lookup, and it'll tell you where that picture's been.
How the fuck do you do that?
I don't know. I've never had to do it, but I'm sure we could figure it out.
I did see one today where their profile picture was a very famous porn star, and I was like, you're fooling anybody, pal.
Right? So he asked me, he goes, oh, he's like, is that your dog? And I was like, yeah, that's my dog. He goes, well, what's her name? I said, well, her name is Sophie. And he's like, no, it's not. It's Sophia. And I was like, yeah, it's Sophia when she's naughty. Like, he's like, I found that dog on a website. I'm like, oh, did you find her on SophiaTheGermanShepherd.com? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, my ex made that website for our dog. And he went quiet for a little while and then messaged me back. I was like, I'm really sorry. I've been, like, burned by people before in the past. And I was like, yeah, no, we're done.
Yeah, that's so weird.
I'm not going to.
Why would you do that?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I refuse to talk to you if you're going to accuse me of using a picture of a dog that's not mine like that quickly. Like, we don't know each other.
Yeah. I had a lady message me because we had like the same musical artists in like our spot. Like, you can add like songs you like on Spotify on one of them. And everything was good. She's like, you like this band? I was like, yeah, I saw them in concert and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what do you do for fun? And she said, I do this, I do this, I do this. I make headbands, and I do this. So, I didn't know any of the things, like, she was talking about. Like, none of them were really interesting for me to know where to go with a conversation. But I could talk about crafts, sure. So I was like, what type of headbands? Like, what do they look like? Do you have a picture? And she was like, not on me, and I don't give strangers my phone number. And I was like, I wasn't asking for your phone number. And she's like, the thing about the headbands tells me otherwise. And I said, I'm like, nope. Just wanted to see the headbands to make conversation. But Okay.
That's nuts.
Yeah, like 0 to 60.
Yeah.
Another 0 to 60, I will say. This one's weird. This one involves Tammy, and she doesn't even know about it.
Yeah, no idea.
Yep. So one time, back in the day, long, long ago, when me and Tammy became friends, eventually me and Tammy and our good friend Jenny lived together. But before that, I lived in my own apartment, and Tammy and Jenny lived together. But I would hang out with Tammy and Jenny every day.
Yep.
And one day, the lovely ladies were like, we're into ghost hunter shows now.
Yep.
We want to go look for orbs at the cemetery. If you don't know what an orb is, it's you go to like a cemetery, you take a picture, and when you get it developed, there's like these glowing balls, even though it's dark out. So those are spirits or whatever. I, not giving a shit about any of this, was like, yeah, sure. Let's go. So we go to this cemetery right next to the church I went to as a kid. We parked at like the park down the street and we walked to the cemetery. And nothing happened. We didn't see anything. On the way back to the car, like Tammy and Jenny are walking side by side and I'm walking behind them. And this is like 2007. So there's no like smartphone. Like I'm not looking at my phone distracted. I'm just walking behind them and we're all talking. And it got to a point where Tammy and Jenny were talking and I could feel these like fingers. I could feel fingers around my throat and then it felt like somebody was choking me. And it was so hard that I couldn't talk. And Tammy and Jenny didn't hear me stop walking. So they got a good ways ahead of me while I'm sitting there like clutching my throat. So eventually they notice that I'm a ways back. I'm like freaking the fuck out because I don't believe in any of this shit. But I felt it and it was scary. So eventually we get back to the car and then we leave. We get back to the house and Tammy, being a good concerned friend, she goes, all right, you're going to go home. Here's some stuff to take with you. Here's some sage to burn. Burn this around your house. Here's this. Do this 3 times or whatever. And I go, I don't need any of that shit. I don't believe in ghosts. And you were so fucking mad. Me having just been strangled by some sort of supernatural entity, mm-hmm, immediately is like, nope. No, I'm not taking any of your witch hazel bullshit. Oh. Like, no ghost's gonna follow me. We drove for like 20 miles. So the reason I tell that long story is because on a lot of the dating apps, it gives you like fun things to fill out to like kind of talk about yourself a little bit. And one of them that I like that I see on some and I fill out is tell 2 truths and 1 lie. So then they have to, if they're interested in what you have to say, they can message you and be like, I think this one's true. Or I think this one's a lie or whatever. So I put on mine, I put 2 truths, 1 lie, put I like to do something, which was true. I've been choked by a ghost and I'm allergic to marshmallows. Sounds ridiculous enough that it could be true. This girl messaged me. She liked my page. Messaged me. I'm going to say being choked by a ghost is a lie. Who's allergic to marshmallows? And I was like, oh, there we go. That's a normal way to start a conversation. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I was choked by a ghost. And I tell the whole story. And she sends back this reply about how she went to some college where a ghost was the mascot. And there was some, like, hazing ritual of a ghost choking you or something. And how she had been sexually assaulted and choked by a ghost.
Oh, my God.
Or choked by a person. Not choked by a ghost. I was choked by a ghost. She was sexually assaulted and choked by a person. And how it's fucked up that they come back the next day and act like nothing happens or something. And I was just like, Jesus. And then I was just like, but it was vague enough, the way she worded it, that I was just like, well, it happened to me. And she replied, fuck yourself. And oh my I said, God. What did I do to you? And she's like, you're mocking me for being sexually assaulted. And I was like, I'm not mocking you about anything. You messaged me. Like, well, what are you saying? You think me, a person who doesn't know you, created a dating profile, knowing you'd be able to see it, saying that I had been choked by a ghost, and that is enough correlation to the fact that you had been sexually assaulted. Like, what? She's like, oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to play along? And I was like, no, I don't need, I don't need you to patronize me. Like, I don't know you. How about we talk like two people who don't fucking know each other?
Right?
Psycho. That was so weird. But I do have a date on Sunday.
Ooh.
And guess where we're going? We're going
where?
Axe throwing.
I love that.
Which was, it was, she was like, I can do this day. What would you like to do? And I said, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to, like, get a drink, get a meal, or do, like, an activity? You know, bowling or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And if she said activity, I was going to say, how about axe throwing? Because everyone, that's, like, the big new craze type of thing. And they're popping up all over the place. Mm-hmm. It's like how fucking escape rooms popped up.
I love an escape room, though, let me tell you.
Yeah, I still want to go to one.
We can go to one!
Yeah.
There's one in Concord.
Yeah. There's one right next to my kid's old fucking daycare.
All right, then. Escape room it is.
She was like, oh, activity sounds fun. How about axe throwing? And I was like, I was going to suggest axe throwing. So now, we're going to do the very dangerous sport of axe throwing on a first date.
It's not that dangerous. It's
with alcohol fun. Involved.
We,
some nights the place we're going to does, like, you know how we used to go to glow bowling?
Oh god, yes.
They do glow axe throwing where everything lights up like that.
That's gotta be fun.
Yeah, I want to go to that.
Yeah,
smoke a J and go toss some axes around. Sure, that's frowned upon.
I went a few years ago for a friend's birthday. Like, she moved away and she was coming back for a couple of days, and we managed to take her for the night, and she had no idea what we were doing, so we put her in the car, like, just leave, just, like, don't worry about it, just go with it. And we took her axe throwing, and we had so much fun. I'm much better at it than I thought I'd be.
Yeah,
I'm actually really good.
I want to, yeah, I'm pumped to try it. They open one right down the street from Ben's house.
Yeah,
yeah, the old liquor store behind the Belknap Mall is now an axe throwing place. Oh, liquor.
I used to go to that liquor store.
I know, so did I. We used to go to that liquor
we
store.
We did
Tammy.
Used to go to that liquor store.
We
yes.
used to call out of work and go to that liquor store.
That is true. That is true.
Oh, to be young again.
Right? Damn. I have all the time, but yet still feel like we were at work all the time.
Yeah, that's true. I definitely feel like I'm at work more now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like being in prison. My free time is so limited.
Yeah. Is this the weirdest thing? I think back of all the stuff that we did, and yet we still worked 40 hours.
Yeah. I mean, we also called out a lot.
Yeah, I'm surprised I still
have
a job.
And then wondered why we were poor all the time.
We had fun,
pieces
though.
Of shit cars. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A breakdown.
You didn't even have a car for the longest time.
Well, yeah, for the longest time I didn't. I drove Jenny's car, and then I got a car, and that thing was a piece of shit. The back door wouldn't lock, and then my speedometer wouldn't, like, it would start out okay, but if you went above 60 it would start to, like, bounce. And then it got to the point where even if you did, like, 45 it would start to bounce. So if I ever got pulled over, I could be like, I have no idea how fast I was going.
Yeah.
Somewhere yeah. between 30 and 45. Then the radio got stolen out of it.
Yeah we had a little crime spree back then. People's cars kept, my stereo got stolen, my CDs got stolen, Kyle's stereo got stolen.
Yep.
Fucking little thieves.
Yeah, mine wasn't there, mine was at a different place. Yeah, but yeah, it wasn't even like my whole stereo, it was just a stereo, like, face.
Yeah.
Because my whole piece, like, the piece came off, and I was like, thank you for stealing that, now I can't listen to music.
Yeah.
To play my car and my phone in my car like a weirdo.
I play my phone in my car all the time. But it's hooked up to the radio.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do that because I stole that piece. So I was just playing from my phone speaker.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, you can't go to work just listening to nothing.
All right, people. We don't have anything left to talk about. But This has been super fun. Send questions if you have, we're going to keep doing episodes like this. So if you have questions you want us to answer about any sort of topic, send them to us on social media. We're FMB and Podcast on Twitter, FMB and the number 4 and the letter U on Facebook and Instagram. But until next time, I'm Josh.
And I'm Tammy.
And this is the 4 Nerds by Nerds Podcast signing off.
Stay nerdy, my friends.